Welcome to She Rose Podcast, hosted by your girl Danny. So you're probably wondering, who is she? Glad you asked. Let's talk about it. She is the young girl who at the age of 15 gave birth to a baby girl. She is the adult woman who now struggles with traumas from her past and as a result has given up all hope. She is the baby girl who as a little girl and even as a grown woman always questioned her existence. She is the young lady who was insecure and wanted so badly to fit in, so she became who she thought people wanted her to be and did things she thought needed to be done in order to be accepted. She is me. I was the baby girl born to the teenage mother, and now at the age of 34, I'm discovering my strength, continuing to heal from my past, evolving into a confident woman of God, and I'm determined to be the best version of myself. She is you too. Yes, you. That broken little girl, that strong friend that everyone runs to with all of their issues, the boss chick, the go-getter, the one who's always busy and never takes time for herself. You know, the one who seems to have it all together, but when she's alone, she cries because she has no one to vent to. The one who gave herself to that man, or if you like me, men, because all she ever wanted was to be seen, valued, and loved. The wife who feels like her husband and children doesn't value her, and because she feels unseen, she has gotten lost in daily routines and goes to bed empty. The single mother who is working two jobs, or even just one, trying her best to provide a better life for her kids, but seems like she just can't catch a break. She is all of us. We all at one point in our lives have been she. No name, no title, just a she. Today, I choose to define she as strength, healing, and evolution. Something I'm aspiring to be every single day. So by now you're probably wondering, where does Rose come into play? I named the podcast She Rose because it speaks to who I am. A rose represents beauty, femininity, love, joy, and value. It was a seed that was planted and now has blossomed into a beautiful bouquet. She rose. I sure did. I rose from things that were seeking to destroy me and my purpose. I rose from the need to feel accepted. I rose from the mindset that I had to get into bed with a man in order to be loved and seen. I'm rising from insecurities that haunt me daily and the dysfunctional cycles that are leading nowhere. I spent so much time peeling off labels and sticking them on myself to the point where I did not know who I was and what I wanted in life, especially in relationships, because I was too busy being who I thought people expected me to be instead of seeking the person God wanted me to be. So this week, I encourage you to take some time to meditate and pray and ask God to show you who you are and who you are in Him, and live in that truth. I promise you, your life would be better. Your mind would be free. For me, I'm able to think clear. I'm able to see myself. I'm able to see where I went wrong in life and how I connected with the wrong people and invited the wrong people into my life and into my spirit. I allowed other people. I even allowed myself those negative thoughts and then those negative patterns about myself to define me, and they were not of God. Yes, I was born into a teenage mother. Yes, I was born into circumstances that people are born into all the time. but I did not realize the effect it had on me. So take some time. Do the self-evaluation. It is my sincere prayer that you will rise to this. You deserve it. You are so, so worth it. Despite culture, despite what society may say, despite the circumstances you were born into, you can rise. I'm looking forward to hearing your testimony. I'm glad you're with me on this journey. I hope you enjoyed our time together. Catch you on the next episode. Until then, go in grace.